Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them, then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard. Add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel. 10-2.
The top Democrat of the House Agriculture Committee, Colin Peterson of Minnesota, generally giving high marks to USDA and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack for implementation of the 2014 Farm Law. He does admit that he's a little concerned about the APH, but not too much. It doesn't really affect his part of the world, so it's not a front burner issue that he hears a lot about from his constituents anyway. But he says overall, things are going well, and he's pleased with the final product that came out, especially the commodity title, and the fact that we now have choice. In other words, under the Senate ideas, they would have only had the ARC program, take it or leave it. Instead, the House insisted on some choices. Congressman Lucas very strong on that, Peterson backing him up, so we have both ARC as well as the price loss coverage, PLC provisions as well. Peterson says that's a good thing, and he thinks this is a bill that can stand the test of time.
We got a good safety net, a good farm bill passed, and we maintained the permanent law. So if we get to the end of this farm bill and Congress is not able to do a new farm bill, then what happens at the end of the in 2019 is that we go back to permanent law, which nobody can live with. So at that point, if there's not a new farm bill and it's permanent law staring in the face, then I think what happens is we get an extension of the current law. And frankly, an extension of the current law is not that bad of an outcome.
Congressman Colin Peterson talking with Mike Adams on AgriTalk. Of course, the permanent law flap was really brought up by Frank Lucas, chairman of the House Ag Committee, who wanted to make the commodity title permanent law. Said that would help alleviate the problems of maybe not being able to pass a farm bill somewhere down the road in this increasingly urban Congress. The conference didn't agree with the chairman on that one, so permanent law is still a part of the farm policy landscape. And speaking of the 2014 farm law and being made permanent, one thing that came out of the 2014 bill that is permanent, that was achieved by Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, chairman of the House Ag Committee, was the livestock disaster assistance programs. When they were reinstated, they were made to be going forward without any expiration. And that includes the livestock forage program, which has paid out $2.5 billion to producers for a variety of weather problems, including primarily drought in our part of the world over the last three fiscal years, 2012, 2013, and now 2014. If you are still interested in signing up, you haven't done so as of yet, you can do so. And if you get registered with your FSA office by close of business today that you're going to be signing up, you can avoid the sequestration cut of 7.3% that happens as of tomorrow, October 1st. You've got farm news. I'm Ron. It's the fall bull sale of Express Ranches coming up Monday, October 6th, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express will be offering 1,600 head total to sell. A big, stout, predictable set of 275 Angus bulls will be offered. Genomically enhanced EPDs will be available on those bulls. Also, 500 commercial springbred heifers, 100 fall calving pairs will be available. Information, you can get it at expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranches, fall bull sale, October 6th. That's a check of your agriculture news. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.